It's Friday, so Mayor Peary has joined us this morning to talk about different things happening around Timmins.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Very good, Lindsay. How are you?
Good, thank you. To get right into it, recently at City Council, Kamiskosha, Mount Jameson Resort, their loan was forgiven. Can you tell us a little bit about what that means for Timmins as a community?
Well, I think it's just good news from a number of points of view. You know, I mean, I think the loan was let in 2006 or 2008, I mean, a long time. From an accounting point of view, it's a bad debt that should have been written off years ago. An auditor should have picked this up and just written it off. That's the first thing. I mean, secondly, I think it was 2 years ago, thereabouts, we had a presentation from the first group from Kamiskosha, and we said, well, can you give us a reason? Give us a reason to support you, because they were, in financial distress at the time. And since that time, I mean, they've reorganized. They've got a dynamic group of young leaders led by Cameron Grant. They put a plan together that's excellent. And that plan was sabotaged with COVID-19. They lost the bulk of two full seasons and didn't have a chance to really to put that plan together. And everybody realizes that Kamiskosha is a significant recreational asset for the city of Timmins. So in their efforts to turn the page, they've been very, very aggressive going after the funding, and they were successful with both the provincial and federal government and getting significant funding that that allowed them to pay off the tax bill, which was significant. I think $195,000 was owed. And with that, it was a relatively simple step to say, yeah, as part of the COVID-19 recovery. And as you know, the council, the majority of the council has been entirely supportive to helping all the small businesses and all businesses, but particularly small businesses in the city of Timmins, and which of course the resort is. So it's just a pleasure to be able to announce that. Doesn't cost the taxpayers any money. And it corrects an accounting situation that should have been changed years ago, fixed years ago. These guys start off with a clean slate of bill financially, allows them instead of to focus then of building reserves to become financially strong enough to get over any particular problems that they may be facing or may face in the future. Their idea of moving to a 365 day per year approach to recreation on that facility is entirely required, and you can see it. I mean, I was lucky enough that in the winter, one of the small breaks we had, but they opened up the snowshoeing, and I think you could probably see those pictures on posted my daughter-in-law's Facebook page where the kids wrote their snowshoeing, and it's initiatives like that that involve the whole community. Everybody's involved, and I'm just really excited that these guys are going to have a chance to restart financially healthy and looking forward what they're going to do next. Because from my point of view, they'll build that into the best resort in the north, right here in Timmins.
Mm-hmm. Right. To move on to the next one, recently, some people who attended the protest at Hollinger Park have been charged for breaking COVID-19 safety measures. We had a couple listeners reach out to us asking why the police pursued charges after the rally as opposed to during it.
You'll have to ask the police. I mean, I saw the announcement. I know that they were observing during the protest. I just think they wanted to be vigilant, make sure that they got the charges right, so that they would stick.
Right, of course. And the last question that we have is directly from a listener here. Jay asked, how is the city responding to growing systematic racism and discrimination within the community?
Jay, if you're going to have a serious contact or a conversation about systemic racism, you should start with the Indian Act. As you know, that campaigned, and it's been personal position that that we've got to we actually got to get rid of the Indian Act. It's a federal act that's despicable, and it starts right there with the federal government. So let's start start at the beginning, at the very beginning, at a despicable piece of legislation called the Indian Act.
Right. Thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to add, anything recent or anything you want to comment on?
No, I think that everybody's aware of the situation with the COVID-19, and I am, as I said the other day, just cautiously optimistic. We had 32 cases yesterday, or 33 cases yesterday, but we had 49 resolved. The other day we had 100 cases resolved, so I'm looking at that, those numbers. Were as long as the cases continue to be, more cases are resolved than new cases, then I'm cautiously optimistic. Of course, the doctors and everybody that's on the front lines, is weary and tired. So if there is a bit of light at the end of the tunnel, it's the vaccine rollouts and the fact that the pop-up clinics have been very, very successful. And that the cases resolved are greater than the new cases. So let's see if we can focus on the positive numbers here.